And now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate girls track team, Coach Amy Bull. And Coach, well, you had a lot of placers, and that was good to see. And overall, outside of maybe some injuries, not too bad of a day for the Pirate girls track team at the section meet.
Yeah, you said everything. Not too bad at all. I was very impressed and pleased with the girls. I mean, the heat was really, and the humidity was really, really up there. But I thought they performed very well. We tried to keep them out of the sun and, you know, cooled off that, the best that we could. And we started out the day with the field events, and we just kept moving on and continued on. The girls did really well.
Hallie Wingham was your top placer. She finished fourth in the pole vault with a personal best of 9 feet 2 inches. And I know she was she wanted to make it to state, but she was happy that she did her best. And that's all you can ask for.
Well, that was. And actually, in the middle of it, Brendan came running over to me, and as I was watching her, and we were trying to see if we could, the 4x2 was going on, and maybe we, because you can take 8 people in the, your relay, and you can switch them out and move them around. And so Chloe Bowl had just finished pole vaulting, and she had gone and said she would take Hallie's spot to go ahead and run in the 4x2 so Hallie could get a chance to continue on. We wanted to wait to talk to Hallie because, you know, if she earned the spot, she has it. And we talked to her, and she goes, well, I don't know. You're the coach. You decide. And I smiled, and I said, but it's your spot. I said, we want to give you a chance to get to go there. And she kind of smiled. She goes, well, I don't want to let the, you know, the relay team down, but I'd like to try for it. So we kind of said, well, let's do it. You know, so we swapped a little bit around, and then Cassie Solheim had injured herself a little bit. And so we also pulled her out of the 4x2 to give her a rest for the 4x1. So we put Chloe Bowl ran it, and so did Aubrey Bartram. They just jumped right in there and did their job. And, you know, in practice, we did some practicing with them too, and I thought they did a wonderful job.
And so you had Hallie Wingham, a fourth place in the pole vault. You talked about the 4x1. They finished fifth place. That was, make sure I have it right now, Hallie Wingham.
Well, that was the 4x2 that I talked about.
Yep, the 4x1, yep. Though, they had Hallie Wingham, Ashlyn Bailey, Chloe Bull, and Cassie Solheim.
That is correct.
All right.
Yes, that
and
is correct.
They finished fifth place, and it was a pretty good performance. They were neck and neck with maybe, you know, with the top other maybe third, fourth place teams as well.
Yeah, I thought they did a very good job. They've been working together all week doing handoffs, and I was very pleased with how their time. We shaved off some more time as we went into here. There were just a few more teams above us that were just a little bit quicker, but their handoffs looked fairly well as they, you know, went around the track, and their movements. They worked on all the things that they did, all the things that we had asked them to do. So I was really happy with that. And Hallie Wingham did an outstanding job in the pole vault as well. So it's, you know, a win-win. We didn't come out heading down to state, but at the same time, we shaved a lot of time off of our personal best in the 4x1. So, and that's, at the end of the day, that's what you ask for as a coach.
Yeah, Ashlyn Bailey, she placed as well in the 200 meters with a sixth place finish, and the freshman ended the year running very well.
You know, that was actually really fun to watch. When she was in class before they knew Chloe Bowl and Ashlyn were going to run right next to each other, they kind of grinned because all season long they've been competing with each other. And so in this last race, I told Ashlyn that they're going to be running right in the same, you know, right next to each other. And she kind of smiled. She goes, I can't wait to tell Chloe. So when they entered into this race, it was more about Chloe beating Ashlyn and Ashlyn beating Chloe. And our team coaches went out there, and our team was out there cheering them on. And it was really good to see team rivalry. And Bailey had mentioned, she goes, I don't know if I would have got the time I would have had if it weren't for Chloe right there. She goes, but when we hit the corner, Chloe was actually ahead. And then I jumped up ahead. So she was pretty proud of that. It was really fun to watch.
Then you had one of your seniors, Libby Salentine. She placed. She finished sixth in the discus, and she also was in the shot put, where she finished 11th. And not a bad way for the senior to wrap up her Pirate career.
No, and she's going to be really missed. She is a wonderful leader, a very good athlete, and she's very calm. It's so nice to have a senior leader like that on our team, and she performed really well. I know it wasn't her best throw that she had done for the season, but at the same time, at the moment, that's the best that she did, and she went out there and competed, and it was nice to give her one final hug before, you know, she takes off into her next stage of life. But she was very fun to have as an athlete to be able to coach. We're going to miss her.
Yep. Cassie Solheim, she had a rough day. She had an injury that hurt her performance. There's no doubt about that. And when she finished, crossed the finish line in the 100 meters, you could tell she was really hurting. And that's too bad for her because, well, she did finish seventh in the long jump, so she placed there. But then her 100-meter, you could tell she finished 16th there, and just a tough day for Cassie.
You know, that was about the same time as the pole vault with Windjam that was going on there, and the 4x2 was going to be starting after the 100, and she pulled up after the 100. I was like, something ain't quite right here. She was kind of not, you know, limping off and stuff. And so what we had decided to do was take and pull her out of the 4x2 and put, you know, another person in to take her place. That was where Aubrey had won and ran in her spot. But she just injured herself stretching out right between the long jumping, and it just kind of threw off her steps in the long jump a little bit. And so we thought, you know what, it isn't worth risking in the 4x2. Let's wait till the 4x1 and kind of see what happens. But she was definitely sore during the meet. Yeah. Her dad had come over also after she finished the one, and I was standing there, and he's like, Cassie, and I said, I know, we're on it, we're trying to figure, because you have so much time to kind of switch them out and get the other runners in there and stuff. So at that 4x2, there was a lot of stuff going on with the pole vaulting and Cassie, and so we did a few switches to, you know, bring up the team that we can to help protect Cassie when she ran in the 4x1. But again, she's a trooper. At that moment, she did the best that she could for what she had, and I'm proud of her.
Yeah, that's what you'd expect from Cassie, a very hard-nosed competitor, and just feel for her because she is such a competitor. But another competitor you have, Chloe Bull, you touched on her with her and Ashlyn in the 200, but Chloe finished 8th in the 200 and then 9th in the pole vault. So your two youngsters, Chloe, a very big youngster as a freshman, she is 7-8 in the pole vault and two pretty good performances in those two events.
Yeah, she did really good. Actually, she went up, and Chris, she cleared the next height. She went up and cleared it by quite a bit. Yep. And what happened as she went over it, her pole, you kind of want to push it back so it doesn't hit, and it kind of knocked the pole down as she was on there. So she was pretty disappointed in that. But in all honesty, it's a learning lesson for the future, and I think it's going to drive her and keep having her going up in the years to come. Mm-hmm. It was very fun to watch her and Hallie in the pole vault, and then just keep competing and all that. She did a very good job today.
And then you had Isabel Smith. She competed in three individual events, the 100 hurdles, where she finished 11th, and then 12th in the high jump, and 12th in the 300 hurdles as well. So she had a busy day, and it was, as hot as it was, I'm sure that affected her too.
It is. You know what? What people don't understand, running a 300 hurdle is hard. It is hard work, and it takes a lot of dedication. And it was so fun to watch her run the 300. That was her PR for the season. And she attacked the hurdles totally like a rock star, Chris. It was so fun. Her form looked really good. She looked really solid and strong as she crossed over that. And all we can ask for is, you know, to get your PR at that moment. And then this year she's working on high jump. Her and Coach Brendan have been working on high jump, and I think she has a really good passion for that and has done really well. Probably didn't get the mark that she had hoped for today, but in all that, she had a heck of a workout. She was she's a very strong athlete that we have on our team, and I just like her being there as a leader and stuff. Just wonderful. Wonderful athlete.
Overall thoughts on the meet?
You know, we're not making the trip down there, you know, to state. But in hindsight, I'm proud of the girls. They did really well. They worked their hardest. They put out the best performance that they could, and that's what we looked for. And there was a lot of smiles and some giggles, and there was a little bit of some disappointments, but we learned from those, and we keep moving on. And we're going to miss our seniors. On Monday, we're going to have a banquet, Chris, at 7 o'clock in the Commons. So we're going to collect some uniforms at that time and hand out some awards and kind of wrap up the end of the season. So it's bittersweet. I mean, I'm proud of the girls and how they performed. And then you got to let the seniors go and move on, and the juniors become seniors. So